My name is Linda Lamb, and I'm actually the president of the Schroeder Area Historical Society, which manages and runs the Cross River Heritage Center in Schroeder. And the Cross River Heritage Center is the former Stickney Lamb's Cross River General Store.
And I'm Skip Lamb. I'm Linda's husband.
My husband, Skip's great uncle, Horace Stickney, built this building in 1929. He moved here about 1922, married the love of his life, and had a little store closer to the river than the current Cross River Heritage Center. That building burned to the ground, and he had to rebuild. It's an interesting story. His mother-in-law, Fanny Freidenberg, was left in charge of his store and little restaurant, and Horace and his wife, Nell, went to Duluth, warned Fanny that the gas stove was not working very well, so not to use it, but she didn't pay any attention to him, lit the stove, and the building burned to the ground. So that was in 1928, and then he started to rebuild this building.
Shortly after the building was built in 1929, of course, we had the Great Depression, and then along came the CC camps. So this was a headquarters for the CC camps, so all the camps that came in and out of Cook County actually would have started here, and they used to have their personnel here. So what it became was, is it became a real gathering center for whatever was coming down Highway 61 and headed to Cook County. Tackinac Harbor was definitely a real kind of economic boom, because from that, a lot of little businesses sprang up. We had 3-4 stations here in town and a hardware store and a cafe, and you had a bunch of other kinds of logging and trucking and various services that were performed by the different people that either worked with or for. We were a good example. We had a store that supplied groceries to the ore boats. So I had a lot of the Tackinac Harbor kids that worked for me in the store, and we were delivering groceries 24 hours a day up and down the dock. And obviously, it worked out pretty well. Everybody was busy. Just to give you a feel on what was going on, it would be like when the Fitzgerald went down. That's the time that these boats were coming. And the new boats then were like 700 feet long, and they carried 25,000 long tons of ore. But the kick is that it took 3 or 4 times as many boats to move the taconite to the eastern steel mills that it does today with the 1,000 footers. So everybody was kind of on a commission at that time. So we would have 1 to 2 boats a day, sometimes 3 boats a day. It was a local store, and it had a post office in it. So everybody that lived in Tackinac Harbor actually had to drive up and get their mail in the morning. So the 3 women would come in every day. It was Jeannie Schmidt and Mary Jane Heinzler and Eva Etheridge. And they would come and get their mail every morning and then chat a little bit. And then, of course, in the process, their husbands were working down at the plant or down at the dock, and, you know, the postmaster was taking care of them. Later on, I became the postmaster, and but in that process, I had hired Jack Gettle and Bill Jordan and a couple of other men that helped me with the store and delivered the groceries. So on a typical day, you'd more than likely have a couple of ore boats that came in, so you'd have a couple of orders to fill. Obviously, the dock would be loading out a load of ore onto the ore boat. The shifts would be coming and going. The power plant shifts would be coming and going. Both of those were staffed 24 hours a day. So, you know, life in Schroeder was here at the store, over at the cafe, over at the hardware store. The hardware store delivered different kinds of hardware to the ore boats and propane and some of the engine room supplies that they needed. I mean, I actually, you know, I did the groceries. So the groceries were fun, though, because the sailors ate really well. So I always had like a kind of an abundance of prime rib and lots of loins of beef for them and fresh chicken.
Well, we lived in this building from probably 1969, maybe till 1976. And we had there were rooms upstairs that we rented out. The store was connected to the house, and so I never knew when I got up in the morning, because it was a 24/7 business, I never knew when I got up in the morning who might be in my kitchen. It might be the captain of the ship, or it might be the cook who is giving Skip an order. It could be anybody. And so I'd have to shuffle the children around, get them on the bus, kind of work around these people. So it was really Grand Central Station. We had people all the time around. One of my favorite stories is we had a car that we let the sailors use. And so this one particular captain had, it was during the day and they were in here, and he had guests on the ship. He had guests that were dignitaries from the East Coast. And so Skip gave him this old station wagon. He wanted to take them up to the dump. At that time, everybody went to the dump to feed marshmallows to the bears. And so he wanted to take these dignitaries up and have them see the dump and feed the bears. So anyway, they drove to Tofty, the Tofty dump, and the wheel fell off the station wagon. And so Captain McSweeney, just a wonderful fellow, he got a ride back on a motorcycle and left his dignitaries up there. And then we had to go and pick them up and bring them back. And it was, he told us later, it was the highlight of their trip, was the trip to the Tofty dump to feed the bears and everything that happened after that.
I sold the store in 1976, and the fellow that bought it actually ran it for about another 10 years servicing the boats, because during that time the 1,000-footers came in. So then there was maybe only one boat a day. And so the store still stayed a full service store up until 99, when we built the Heritage Center. But in that late 80s period, the store basically, the boats quit coming, of course. So the store quit serving the marine supply part of the business. And the fellow that bought it, Mr. Jordan, he switched it over to more of a specialty store and a tourism store. Minnesota Department of Transportation were taking all of his parking in front of his store, and then there wasn't any way he could move the store. And so in that process, they bought him out, and then the store was turned over to the township of Schroeder, which had guarantees and had been convinced by the local Heritage Center here that they would run it if Schroeder would own it. And so therein lies the beginning of the Schroeder Heritage Center. And here we are today.
Mm-hmm.